producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tragic attacks that were used to literally wage war against the Bill of Rights and Constitution and launch a raft of fraudulent black hole wars that have destroyed America's faith and credit around the world and is a collective scar on our conscience. Thank you for joining us on this September 11th, 2014, 9/11, 13 years later. We are going to have our reporters live from New York City coming up in the second hour. We'll get reports from them. We'll air other reports they shot last night and this morning. They're getting a lot done, followed a lot of really important information. We are obviously going to be breaking down President Obama's war speech, which I'm sure he'll be given another peace prize, because why not? It's all about being ironic. It's all about being absurdist. It's all about being total oxymoron hypocrisy. So that is coming up as well today. The latest on Ebola, the latest on Obamacare. Every week I see headlines where a million people kicked off here, 300,000 there, 500,000 here, 100,000 there. As new phases of it kick in, 250,000 Virginians lose health care due to Obamacare, it's now been announced. It just goes on and on. Big solar flare set to hit the earth the next day. Going to break that down. More on Scottish independence. Now that's spurring independence talk from Texas to Kurdistan. That's in the New York Times, and it is spurring it. Reuters says that Russia has successfully tested a nuclear missile. More plans, says their Navy. Russia has now turned off 45% of the gas to Poland. As the colder weather begins to set in, and it's setting in all over the world a little early this year. Earliest snowfall on record in South Dakota. That story is out of the Argus Leader. That's a cool name, Argus. Out of the Argus Leader, that's up on drudgereport.com. It's all part of the earth cooling now. Well, it stopped heating 19 years ago, and then has been cooling for about 5 to 6, depending on what numbers you look at. And it has nothing to do with humans. It's that ball of gas up there in the sky. A couple years ago, it started cooling down and not being as active in overall heat it's putting off generally. And so the earth cooled. I'm not a physicist, an astrophysicist, though I do interview them here and I do read the publications. But I don't need to be an astrophysicist to know that when you live closer to the equator, it's hotter because the sun hits you more. And the sun hits the Arctic and Antarctic obliquely, sometimes not for months, so it's 50, 60, 70 below. I mean, if I stuck my head in an oven that was on, it would burn me. If I turned it off, it won't be hot. But the UN 5 years ago, when everybody was pointing out it was the sun, they said no, and they had a vote. And they voted and said the sun, this quote, does not affect climate. Which is another statement like 2 plus 2 equals whatever the government says. No, it equals 4. And that's what we've reached here. This is all on purpose, and I now am sure of that. And I've read publications where they admit that they're throwing it in our face. You guys get me the Karl Rove, we're history's actors now, full quote. Just type in Karl Rove, we're history's actors quote, and it's all over the place. Where he told the New York Times and Washington Post, we can tell you that the moon is made of cheese, you will buy it. It's just like when O'Brien is torturing Winston. And Brian, you know, says, I'm going to keep torturing you until you say what I want. He goes, I've already said that 4 plus 4 equals a million and 2 plus 2 equals 10. He goes, I want you to see every number and not be able to make a decision and believe whatever I say. I'll say it's 4, I'll say it's 10, I'll say it's 20. And finally, Winston gets it and is mentally broken. That's what's happening here with the open arming of Al-Qaeda. I mean, that will teach ISIS and Al-Qaeda to give them unlimited funds. And boy, he's a war president. He's going to get tough on them. They're going to overthrow Assad, folks.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We return Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I am your host, Alex Jones. Here we are 13 years later after the tragic attacks that killed 3,000-plus people in New York and Washington, D.C., the wars that were then triggered in Afghanistan and Iraq have killed over 1.5 million people, almost all of them civilians. And how many thousands of U.S. troops? 5,000+ dead in Iraq. That many dead in Afghanistan. Tens of thousands of wounded. I know so many veterans. I mean, a lot of them. And they've almost all got brain injuries or their organs are messed up because the armor is really good. And so they'll survive getting blown up in a tank or an armored vehicle or in a Humvee, but the shockwave still just goes right through them. Screws up their eyes, screws up their liver, their heart, their brain. So let's be clear. Nobody got out of this cheap. I don't think 10,000-plus dead troops is cheap, but compared to some wars where you have 20 million Russians dying in World War II, 20-plus million Germans, what, 300-and-something thousand Americans, hundreds of thousands of Brits. I'm going off memory. Guys, I know it's 22 million Germany, 21 million Russia. Look up number of U.S. casualties, World War II, please. Of course, that didn't, I'm just fact-checking myself here. So my memory is almost always right on, but sometimes it gets off. We check that, and I want to challenge everybody here to check me as well. Okay, where do we start? Whoa, it's crazy. Okay, so I was wrong. It's 405,000 U.S. military. Civil War, 625,000. World War II, 405,000. World War I, 116,000. Vietnam War, 58,000. Does anybody believe that's a lot more than that? Korea War, 36,000. War on Terror, 6,717. I think that's an old number. It's over 10,000, though. It's kind of like the number I've seen of 340,000, 350,000. I guess they updated it, but they changed the actuaries. The numbers are between 350,000 and 400,000. See, I was being conservative. My brain also does that. It always kind of downgrades things. I'm always getting accused of exaggerating. 9 times out of 10, literally, it's worse than I'm saying. In fact, the only disinformation on this show, if somebody wants to accuse me of something, is I don't try to lie on purpose. My brain, though, tends to dial stuff back. But for people that aren't aware of what's going on, it just sounds completely crazy what's happening. And I don't blame people. Truth is stranger than fiction. The reality of what's happening in our world is so much over the top than what anybody could come up with in fiction. Now, that said, obviously the big news is 9/11 and President Obama's speech last night. It's over the top brainwashing, over-the-top arrogance, over-the-top confusing the public, and I don't know how they can get away with this. It's just so transparent, and I guess they just don't care. It's like Congress has a 6 or 7% approval rating, depending on what poll. The highest is 10, but whether it's a Zogby poll or a Gallup poll or a they got a whole bunch of them. They're between 6 and 10%. So let's just say Congress, to err on the side of conservatism, has a 10% approval rating. That's a pretty illegitimate government. That's about as popular as Kim Jong-un in South Korea. In fact, I saw a poll. He's more popular than that. 20-something percent of the South Koreans are crazy enough to want to be merged with the North and like the communist policy. So I just answered my question. I was saying I think our government is more unpopular with the American people than North Korea is in South Korea, even though North Korea is constantly promising to blow up and kill everyone and shell Seoul and attack South Korea. They have 20-something percent of people that support it. That's pretty amazing when you think about it. So when I say the public's gullible, the public's dumb, the public, you know, why are they going along with this? I think I've answered my question. We're being drugged by our hair by the crazy special interest in the establishment into crazy town. And it's like any unstable, crazy person you've ever run into or worked around or known. It just doesn't make sense what they're doing, short-term or long-term. And you see them digging their own hole in front of you and you can't stop them. It's a very powerless feeling. Well, I want to empower people because if we've got 90% or more knowing the government's totally illegitimate at the federal level, there's got to be a way we can work together to not go along with it and say no to it. And the first thing we can do is laugh at the system and really let them know that we're laughing at them and stop complying and get our state governments that are much more popular in the polls because they are on average much better. And that's the check and balance we have. We need to move forward with not what I'd call secession, but the right to reform the government under the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution. Okay, we reform it. We've been hijacked. We've been taken over. We want the republic back. And then under the Republican form of government, small r, we could then set about to completely dismantle government if we think that'll actually work. But can we just at least go back to limited government first? I mean, there are the solutions. Instead, things are going to get so bad historically that you're going to see Texas break away. The Pentagon's already predicted that 20 years ago. The Russians are predicting that a decade ago, their top academy. Russia has said they either deliver to all their satellites that are part of Russia still, or they will lose them. I mean, Russia understands that. I'm not, again, saying Russia's wonderful. Russia has a policy to try to enrich their population because they realize that's good policy for everybody to build a better civilization. Doesn't mean they're not corrupt and have problems. Russia's more like a boss hog corruption like we used to be, which is terrible but wonderful compared to eugenics, scientifically applied, anti-human, exterminist, UN, world government, technocracy garbage. And the big tool of the technocracy is to get reality in such shambles that people just turn away and say, I give up. That's why Obama comes out and says, I never said you could keep your doctor. I never said it would cut your medical bill. I never said I wouldn't come after your guns. You have a business. You didn't build that. If you raise the debt, it doesn't raise the debt. It's meant to condition you to accept any level of lying because in the information age, they can't hide stuff anymore, even short term. So instead, they just want to overwhelm everybody where we just short circuit like Robbie the robot with too much information, cannot compute, and smoke comes out our ears. That's what's going on here. And I have some clips here that illustrate this. Obama came out and said, ISIS, but to confuse people, it's been ISIS, IS, ISIL. It's really Al-Qaeda. It's been Al-Qaeda the whole time. But to confuse it, because it's so embarrassing that our government got caught by the military and everybody, it was the military mainly, last year, openly running Al-Qaeda. The military freaked out, decompartmentalized. There was almost a total mutiny. The Secretary of Defense got all freaked out when the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs went to him and said, this is not going to fly. And so they figured out a new strategy. Change the name, have them invade Iraq, and then say we've got to fund the main Syrian rebels that are Al-Qaeda, by the way. They just keep calling the moderate group the main group, who admits all over the news they work with IS, Al-Qaeda, whatever you want to call it, to then attack Syria. You understand, the rebels aren't turning to beat Al-Qaeda. They're going to be armed and given air support to go and overthrow Assad. Watch. Within a month to 2 months, they'll be bombing in Damascus and saying, well, to be able to take out Al-Qaeda, we've got to take control of the whole government to clean the country up. And then they're going to kill every Christian in the country, just like Libya, just like I told you they do 3 years ago. It's now a failed state with over 50,000 people confirmed dead. And if you're black, you're dead. If you're Christian, you're dead. They were all living there freely. The super racist Wahhabist Arabs are basically like hillbilly brown clan people or something. I'm telling you, folks, they act just the same. They find black people dead. They find Christians dead. They find Jews dead. You can pull up the New York Times admitting jihadis war on black Libyans. I mean, they just find whole warehouses full of them dead and burned or dead out in the desert where they just take men, women, and shows videos of them. The bullets are too expensive to use. They use machetes and just hacking up black women and children. You're not going to hear jack squat out of just the Reverend Jackson and Al Sharpton and all these other idiots. And you're going to see that. That's what this is. And then Obama, we'll play the clip when we come back. He said in the speech, we're going to play a bunch of these clips. They're not Islamic. Well, they are funded by Saudi Arabia, the dominant Islamic state. 80% are Sunni. This is the group radicalizing the Sunnis. This is 10% of the 80%. Do the math. This is the driving sector of Islam right now. To say it's not Islamic, I know Obama's an Islamic scholar and did go to Islamic schools, and when the Arabs heard him speak in Cairo, they fell down and cried, saying his Arabic is more perfect than an imam, because, I mean, he was raised a Muslim. It is true. I'm not Islamophobic. I'm not starting a war with anybody. I wondered why they would say on the news, Obama truth squads will arrest anyone in Missouri that says he's a Muslim. Remember that when he was running in 2008? We played the clips. I was like, why are they saying that? Because because he's whatever he is, he was raised a Muslim. And so he's up there as the grand imam, the Mahdi, saying that, you know, this isn't Islamic. And in a way, he is the grand Mahdi. He is turning radicalism loose to take over the world while claiming he's fighting it and fooling everyone.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Yes, cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever. Well, the Speaker of the House, Boehner, is giving a press conference right now, and he's endorsed Obama's request to not give $500 million. Not to give $500 million to the Syrian rebels, to give basically unlimited amounts of money. Speaking now at 12:24 Eastern Time. That's enough. Just get him off the screen. Again, if you're a radio listener, we're simulcasting on television as well, and we track and chronicle what the mainstream media and the politicians are up to. Boehner is the guy that supports Obamacare. Boehner is the guy that helps work with the Democrats to try to stop the Tea Party and the Libertarians taking over the party. Boehner's the guy that keeps protecting Obama on Fast and Furious and everything else. And I supported Senator Paul saying we should bomb ISIS, but we started arming them to begin with as the rebels, so we've got to figure that out first, how they don't get weapons, and how we then don't give them a new foothold in the Middle East. Instead, it's just, I'm going to give weapons to the rebels, and there'll be no boots on the ground, even though he just sent an additional 475 U.S. troops. That's Associated Press. Everything he says is a lie. Everything he says ends up being a fraud. And I know politicians do this, and we just get to the point we accept it. That's them, again, breaking our will. That's what the TSA is all about, checking your baby's diaper, but the border's wide open, and illegals can fly without an ID. It's about things being upside down. Let's go ahead and go to this first clip. Obama says ISIL, to confuse you more, is not Islamic. Well, it is Islamic. It does come out of that. Talk about political correctness, though. It is not Islamic. And then he goes on to call it by another name to confuse people. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
At this moment, the greatest threats come from the Middle East and North Africa, where radical groups exploit grievances for their own gain. And one of those groups is ISIL, which calls itself the Islamic State. Now, let's make two things clear. ISIL is not Islamic. No religion condones the killing of innocents.
Oh, my goodness.
And the vast majority of ISIL's victims have been Muslim. And ISIL is certainly not a state. It was formerly al-Qaeda's affiliate in Iraq and has taken advantage of sectarian strife and serious civil war to gain territory on both sides of the Iraq-Syrian border.
We told you 4 years ago the plan, a year ago, 6 months ago. It's all on record at InfoWars.com. Not because we're rocket scientists. It's a public plan. Wesley Clark talked about it. We can play those clips again if you'd like us to. To use radical Islamists to destabilize the whole Middle East. It is our government and NATO that put these people calling themselves Islamic State, calling themselves the Caliphate, Al-Qaeda. It's all just names of the same thing. The stupid black flag is the Al-Qaeda flag. The same one bin Laden gave speeches in front of, okay? That's how dumb they think you are. And that's how dumb they think I am. And now they admit Libya is a failed state and we've got to invade there because the very group they put in charge is blowing up the airfields and murdering the Christians and the non-radical Muslims. The only thing Obama said that was true in that statement is that the main victims are Muslims. In Libya and in Iraq, not in Syria, they've gone into mainly Christian areas and killed everybody. 300,000+ dead in Syria. You can look that number up. Most of them Christians. So I don't even know if he's telling the truth there. But it is true that if you're not a radical Muslim and you just want prosperity and take care of your family and you don't want to eat hearts on television or blow up everything or blow up the shrine of Jonah, I mean, they're running around blowing up churches and Shiite mosques. The Shiites don't do that to the Sunnis, folks. And I'm not picking sides here either. I just study it. These Wahhabists are nuts. They just look at them, crazy-eyed. They rape and kill everybody. They, like, sodomize men they grab. They're a bunch of perverts. They are just a bunch of lunatics. And so it's easy to hate them. I've got ISIS threatening us on Facebook and Twitter, real groups. I'm going to scare you, scum. I got the Second Amendment. But I feel sorry for people that don't. And if our government has our way and gets our guns, they're blowing up old stuff from the Babylonian Empire and architecture. They are a bunch of demons. So when we come back, I'm going to play the next big lie. He avows no U.S. ground troops. There's U.S. ground troops in Syria and Iraq. That's been in the news for 2 years, covertly helping the, quote, non-radical rebels who are ISIS.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Worldwide on the September 11th, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to break down some of the top stories. There's a lot of them that are on the sites today. But first, I want to finish up with Obama's speech and play some more clips. First off, the doozy, Islamic State is not Islamic. No, it just comes out of the birthplace of it, Mecca, and claims to be the original true Islamic interpretation. And there will be no boots on the ground because there are already boots on the ground. And he goes on to vow to fight them by giving them billions of dollars. They've already been given more than $4 billion by coalition of NATO and others in the last 4 years. They were given nerve gas by Saudi Arabia to launch attacks. That got tested and proven by the UN and others. I had Colonel Schaefer on yesterday, who ran black ops against Al-Qaeda for the Army. Famous whistleblower from Able Danger and all these other secret operations. They were ordered not to kill Al-Qaeda commanders, including Osama bin Laden, even the week before 9/11. They confirmed could have killed him with drones, wouldn't let him. He said exactly what I said yesterday. We're getting some clips of that together for later in the broadcast. In the third hour of the show, and he'd been on Capitol Hill that day, met with intelligence people, and they told him, bottom line, it's well known that indeed all of this is happening, all of this is unfolding, and our government is basically protecting and working with ISIS, and that we should not do this and not give them weapons, and that giving money to any of the rebels will go directly to Al-Qaeda, directly to the most radical. I said the public number is 65% of the radicals are Al-Qaeda jihadis. And he said it's way higher. It's classified. I can't tell you. From the info I have, they're all ultra-radical, and they have a few fake fronts for the media. I mean, John McCain met with the radical ones. And so basically it's 95% Al-Qaeda. And I talked to him some off-air, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Undoubtedly, the phone was tapped. Undoubtedly, the system knows what was said. But they know what's going on. Our government knows and was told by Al-Qaeda experts on the Hill, briefing Boehner and others yesterday. That's all I can say. In fact, there's the headline right there. I should take that interview and my other info, and we should have an article that Republican Democratic leaders were briefed by Al-Qaeda experts from the Army and other areas yesterday that this is Al-Qaeda and that almost all the rebels are Al-Qaeda and that the military, the Pentagon, has told them it is not smart to do this. In fact, the Pentagon is on the news today saying there could be some real challenges to this. Oh, really? This is the cover to arm Al-Qaeda again, who the Syrian government and army had defeated. And our government was behind the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda groups attacking the military and Christians and others until the Egyptians finally crushed them, the Egyptian military. And I'm not even endorsing the military coup, but they were just running around murdering everybody in a reign of terror and were trying to fully overthrow all the institutions so they could run everything. So 20 million people hit the streets instead of 2 million hitting the streets that put Al-Qaeda in charge of Egypt. This is very sophisticated, what's going on. You got to ask yourself, why is Obama teamed up with his Kenyan cousin Odinga pipelining money? We need to get Jerome Corsi on quick. Maybe even today if you can do it. Pipelining that on record, and Colonel Schaefer and others have met with the head of intelligence from Egypt and confirmed all this. This is in the Egyptian papers. Egyptian trials have brought it out. They're using Kenya and trying to have a Muslim uprising there to overthrow the Christian government. I mean, this is getting crazy, folks. What is the president doing? Arming Al-Qaeda, changing the name to ISIL, ISIS, Islamic State, to confuse people. And now he's going to get tough on them by arming the good rebels. That is them. That is so naked, so 2 + 2 = 5, so ridiculous. Of course we built our businesses. Of course raising the debt limit raises the debt limit. Of course they're coming after our guns. Of course the NSA is spying on us. I can hardly breathe. I'm having like an anxiety attack over this. This is incredible. When you know the players, you know the facts. And I was hoping Colonel Schaefer, who I know for a long time and who I trust, would come on and correct me. But instead he came on and confirmed everything I already knew, and I wanted to throw up. Is it possible to arm non-radical rebels and have them kick Al-Qaeda out? No.
Across the border in Syria, we have ramped up our military assistance to the Syrian opposition. Tonight, I call on Congress again to give us additional authorities and resources to train and equip these fighters. In the fight against ISIL, we cannot rely on an Assad regime that terrorizes its own people, a regime that will never regain the legitimacy it has lost. Instead, we must strengthen the opposition as the best counterweight to extremists like ISIL, while pursuing the political solution necessary to solve Syria's crisis once and for all. Third,
that's enough. Just shut him up. When you're informed, he's telling you that green is red, that white is black, that down is up, that left is right, that hot is cold. I mean, it's just the most bizarre, off-the-chart, over-the-top weirdness. I literally think I'm living in the Twilight Zone at this point. Islamic State is not Islamic. Boy, that's a whopper. We're not putting boots on the ground. The boots are already on the ground. NBC News was reporting they were already on the ground yesterday. AP's reporting publicly 1,000 are already there, and they're sending 475 more. The CIA with U.S. and NATO commandos and Qatari commandos for 4 years have been in eastern Syria, western Iraq, training the jihadis. And we know about it because our military, CIA pilots, NATO people, I mean, I have guests on that get subpoenaed by Congress. I mean, you understand, we're really breaking reality here. We're not speculating. Well, I've interviewed the people that offloaded the anti-tank and anti-helicopter missiles to Al-Qaeda. I'm going to say that again. Can you? I mean, they're sitting there getting off. There's people with black flags laughing at them, saying, we're going to come kill you next. These people are so arrogant and crazy, folks. Narcissistic, just nutballs. On cartoon level, they're basically like hallucinating or something. That's how these Al-Qaeda people act, is like people on drugs. They're that whacked out. And can you imagine our military has been told to go to secret bases in Jordan and Turkey? Turkey has given hundreds of times artillery support to Al-Qaeda brigades infiltrating Syria. They go into secular people's houses and in non-radical Muslim houses and Christian houses and line up the family and tell the father, get in this truck and drive it to the army checkpoint a mile away and blow it up, or we're going to kill your whole family. This has been in mainstream news. We've covered it. And when they say no, they take the littlest daughter and shoot him right in the head. And you know what the dad does every time? He goes, all right, and he gets in the truck, and he drives it right into the police and blows the whole thing up. And I'll be honest, that's the only way you could get me to do really evil stuff. If somebody had a gun to my daughter's head and said, you drive this truck of explosives, you know most suicide bombers have their kids held captive, right? I mean, you know that, right? You don't think these Islamic State people actually blow themselves up, do you? Most of the time, they're holding hostages. Other times, they go find weird, brainwashed goat farmers who don't even know what planet they're on, literally don't know where the U.S. is on maps. They've done studies, and Afghanistan's in place, who've grown up in dirt floor shacks on mountaintops. And they have them, they'll pay them $25,000, $50,000 to go blow themselves up. But why do you need to do that? You just go into a house down the street, you line up the family that just wants to live, and you say, I'm going to start shooting your kids one after another until you get in that truck and you drive it in there and blow that up. And you know whose houses they rob? This has come out in the news. Or they do that too? They'll go to a house that has a truck parked out front. Why do you think that? They'll load that truck knowing the driver knows how to drive the truck. They even get it down to that. They profile. I was reading an article where truck drivers in Afghanistan and Syria and places will park their truck down the street. You don't park your truck at your house because you know what happens? Your doors get kicked in at night and a bunch of crazy guys run in and they start raping your wife and daughters in front of you because, you know, they're allowed to because they're on a jihad. And because, you know, you don't have a big beard like they do, and, you know, you're a Shiite, or you don't, or you're an Alawite, or you're a Christian, And they say, this is what's going on. And Obama is going to give billions of U.S. taxpayer money, not $500 million. You read the fine print, it's in the news. It's unlimited to these people. Let's go ahead and play the next clip. Obama vows no U.S. ground troops versus ISIS. Here is NBC reporter, boots already on the ground in Iraq. They are embedded with local fighters. This came out about 4 o'clock in the morning today, Infowars.com. And then after that, here came out at 9 o'clock, a few hours later, Obama to send 475 additional troops to Iraq to aid in the fight against ISIS. I'm going to say that again. When he said there wouldn't be troops, that means a huge escalation. Because what do you do to your enemy? You lie to your enemy. And who are the American people? And who are those troops going to fight? Oh, there are a bunch of other weird jihadi groups fighting against ISIS. So I guarantee you, our troops won't know who they're attacking. They'll be designated who to kill, who to bomb. It will be the enemies of ISIS. And then ISIS, working with Obama and the globalists publicly, will come out and say, how dare you bomb us, Obama? We will now blow up America because you do that. And then laugh. Working with Saudi Arabia. It is all theater. This is September 11th, 13 years later. The grand choke of paying al-Qaeda publicly. But here it is. Obama vows no ground troops versus ISIS or ISIL or whatever the name is this hour.
Now, it will take time to eradicate a cancer like ISIL. And any time we take military action, there are risks involved.
Oh, yeah.
Especially to the servicemen and women who carry out these missions. But I want the American people to understand how this effort will be different from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Oh.
It will not involve American combat troops fighting on foreign soil. This counterterrorism campaign will be waged through a steady, relentless effort to take out ISIL wherever they exist using our air power and our support for partners' forces on the ground. This strategy of taking out terrorists who threaten us while supporting partners on the front lines is one that we have successfully pursued in Yemen and Somalia for years.
Oh.
And it is consistent with the approach I outlined earlier this year.
And in Libya.
To use force against anyone who threatens America's core interests, but to mobilize partners wherever possible to address broader challenges to international order.
By the way,
order.
All lies. The Assad regime knows,
my fellow Americans,
knows that this is an attack on Syria, and then it will next be used to overthrow them. And the weapons being given to the rebels are to be used against Assad. This is U.S. advisors, weapons, and air support inside Syria to topple Assad, period. And now the Russians are going to escalate. They're going to send in Russian troops, and they're already there. And you're going to have, just like you've got U.S. advisors and, quote, non-combat troops advising with the skirmish stuff going on in eastern Ukraine, you're now going to have an... This is really about Russia, folks. This is our government using a jihad army against Russian interest. And I'm not lionizing Russia. I'm saying the criminals that run our country, the ones that gave us Obamacare and open borders and Fast and Furious in Benghazi, are messing with Russia. And there's an article out today out of the London Telegraph that says, do not mess with the Russian wolf. And it's an excellent story admitting that the West is bullying and trying to start a war with Russia, and Russia is not backing down, and so that it's escalating into a serious crisis. I have more clips. I have a report filed by our reporters on the ground in New York with a combat veteran who knows what he's talking about, former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs of Iraq and Afghanistan, with the headline, Obama vows to fight ISIS by arming ISIS. This is Joe responding in New York City last night after he saw the speech. It's pretty powerful. It's coming up after the break. And we've got a bunch of other news on the economy, on the environment. It's just, there's a lot of it, ladies and gentlemen. It's just, if I keep harping on this, it's because I'm pretty shook up by having Colonel Schaefer on, who fought al-Qaeda for a decade, actually took out a lot of their bases. And people say, well, wait a minute, I thought al-Qaeda works for the West. No. They stir them up, they turn them loose like pudding, rattlesnakes in somebody's bed, okay? And then when they attack us, they take our rights. That's what I'm saying. And he was stopped from taking out al-Qaeda leadership, and I got him on yesterday, and he said everything I said in 5 minutes. that it's horrible to arm them. They will attack us. They're coming after us next. These are people that have killed our troops. We should join with Assad. See, that would be a moral position. And Rand Paul should articulate that. Basically say, okay, we were wrong to try to back these rebels against Assad. Admit we're wrong. But see, they're not wrong. They did it on purpose. We will now openly say that we'd like to help you, Assad, bomb the rebels, period, and drive them out of your country because you are 100 times better than al-Qaeda. And Christians could live in peace, and you were working with the West, and we used that to try to overthrow you and double-cross you. We stuck our hand out to shake your hand and tried to basically stab you in the heart. That policy was wrong, and so we want to help you destroy ISIS in Iraq and Syria, and they could stabilize the Middle East. That is not what they're going to do. They're going to break Syria and Iraq into a new country. They're going to break Iraq into three pieces. They're going to break Syria into at least two and take a piece of Syria and a piece of Iraq and put it together. That's been the plan the whole time. And they sit here talking to us like we're idiots. I'm going to say it again. This is not debatable. And Colonel Schaefer agreed with me. This is our government funding al-Qaeda to overthrow Syrian government. And the Syrian government knows that. They've not been consulted. And it's an act of war for U.S. aircraft to go in there and start bombing. And if Syria shoots at the airplanes, that's a total escalation. What are they supposed to do? You got air support for al-Qaeda coming in there. That's what it is.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPockets.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPockets.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
minutes of the next hour from Lower Manhattan on the 13th anniversary of the tragic attacks of 9/11. Our hearts still go out to all those that lost loved ones and lost limbs and got poisoned by the deadly dust that the government lied about on purpose. That was declassified, that the EPA had was ordered to lie. That's all coming up. We're going to play Joe Biggs' report, one of many he's filed. He and Leanne doing a great job there in New York City. Before we do that, we have discounted the top product in the country for cleaning out your guts, and it is the top product. This has been plugged by Hollywood stars, you name it. It's Oxy Powder, and it's oxygen specially meant to be time-released inside of your large and small intestine and to flush you out like nothing else out there. And consult your physician before you take it, but it's powerful, and it's changed my life. They kept harping on me to carry it and kept harping for me to try it. I finally did, and Dr. Group is sensationally awesome. InfoWarsLife.com. You can get the Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine Proprietary, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, and so much more. OcuPower, got a little bit more of that back in. Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, best out there. Lung Cleanse, DNA Force is still sold out. 25% off the chelating fluoride shield. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for your support. That's how we also can send reporters around and have the TV studio and the radio and reach millions of people every single day by funding ourselves with high-quality products that we use, that you use, and then love, and then reorder. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Here's Joe Biggs' report, Obama vows to fight ISIS, or ISIL, by arming ISIL.
I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com at the 9/11 Memorial in downtown New York City. Now, today, DefenseNews.com put out an article saying former U.S. Intel chief, military force won't beat Islamic State in war of ideas. Now, the former director is convinced that force alone is not the key to a U.S. strategy for defeating Islamic State militants in the Middle East or winning the war of ideas with extremism worldwide. He said, there are sufficient numbers of believers in their ideas, and so we can kill all day long, but until we understand why they are sufficient numbers of believers globally, the group will not be defeated. Now, tonight, President Obama will be speaking once again on the eve of the 9/11 tragedy that happened 13 years ago. This exact same day, 1 year ago, President Obama wanted to arm the Syrian rebels once again and then have us attack the Assad regime. Now, tonight, he will be asking for support once again in arming the Free Syrian Army. Now, Breitbart just came out with an article as well not too long ago, and it says, U.S.-backed moderate Free Syrian Army factions join ISIS terrorist group. Now, the funny thing is right here, it goes, sources and eyewitnesses said that the FSA has handed over its weapons to the ISIS group in large numbers. So once again, our president is going to stand up here tonight in front of the American people and promise that it will defeat ISIS, says that he has the clearance to shoot at targets, but at the same time, he is going to give weapons to the FSA, which is then going to
absolutely, and that's what Colonel Schaefer said. Full report at InfoWars.com. Second hour straight ahead at 9/11.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.